Accession number 17570, Reel 5.
The Klishevich Reel 5.
I said, I was imprisoned in the concentration camp in the lager. Did you stay all the time in the same place? Oh no, we were moved several times from time to time to other places. And every time when you were leaving, they are giving you new address, yes, so you can send letter to your family in Poland. Where are you going now? What are you talking about? I said, well, you are asking me, so I'm asking you about the address. You know that it was not possible. No one knew where they are moving us. I said, well, the same is with us. We don't know where you are going, you see. So I said, thank you very much for your help, and I left. We traveled during the night. In the morning, we stopped on our station to change the trains. And then someone said, oh, they're selling vodka in the village. So Jan, that old man, well, he was 45, not very old, said, Leon, come with me. I want to buy some vodka, because you know how. What is the price for vodka if you have vodka? So I went to him to the village. He bought several bottles of vodka. And when we were walking back to the station, he said, Leon, your mission finished. You can't do anything more to boys. I take you to the Polish army. I said, no, I can't leave them. You know that they all believe only that I can do something about it. No, you can't do anything about it. But if you escape, they will follow you. This is the only way. So in the end, I said, okay. I forgot to tell you that in the middle of November, there was a winter already in Russia. Oh, terrible winter. And it was 29th of November. It was cold, frost. When we came to the station, the train was staying there. So he went to the wagon. Shortly we left. We were traveling a few hours. It was very cold. And then when we stopped, the Jan said, listen, I am too old to travel in these conditions. We must catch a normal train. So let's go out. So we left. Again, in this station, there were a lot of soldiers. And Jan led me straight away to the officers' part. I said, Jan, we can't go there. With me, you can't go. And he was a very handsome man, tall. See? When we were in Gorky, we were moving civilian things close and army some as well. So he had a new uniform, and he looked like a very high rank officer, you see. So we went straight away to that part for officers. He ordered some soup, but when you bought the soup, you have the bread, the soup. Said, you sit down and eat, and I'll join you in a minute. For a while, he came and said, well, the train is leaving 12 o'clock. We have a place in this wagon, this and this. This is the number of convoy, and That's all what you need to know. Yes, just before 12, the passenger train came. We went to the carriage. I had a place. And then during the night, we traveled to Gorky. Of course, that vodka helped him always, you see, because when he had vodka, officers straight away, they were all friends. We came to the Gorky. We had to change railway stations. When we came to the other, on other side, there are two rivers are joining in Gorky. When we came to other station, we had a few hours time to the next train. Train was 12 o'clock was train leaving. It was again passenger train. Just about 11 o'clock, Jan said, listen, we have everything, but we have no bread. So I'm going to buy some bread. I'm leaving you my, soldiers have. Carry back that, you see.
Have a sack.
Yes. I will be back in a few minutes. He left me. About 5 minutes later, soldiers came to me and said, listen, are that old man with the beard with you? I said, yes. He was arrested. How? He was buying bread from another soldier. And when he was paying military gendarmes came and arrested him, both of them. Okay. So I'm waiting, and that's when that's, well, it's only, I have to leave 5 minutes to 12 if I have a chance to catch the train. But few minutes before then, Jan is running. Came to me, took his bag, and come, because we have no time. We came to the railway station. Then there was a queue to the carriages. He asked people to move, put me inside, and saw himself. We went through inside the car. Last two were stopped. There are too many. So the soldier said, we are in that group. No explanation, nothing. No one wants to listen to them. And they left. You see, train moved in about minutes later, and these two soldiers were left. Well, when we came inside, Jan said, you stay in the corridor. And he went inside the those small rooms in train between officers. Then he came back. He said, this is the number is so, everything is all right. They are already drinking. So we came to the, we traveled to the station, we had to change the trains. We could catch the train, only these wagon trains only. So in the end he said, okay, let's try, we will see. But the trains were going in that time very slowly, stopping all the time during the journey, you see, the field. So when he reached the nearest station, he said, finito, not going anywhere. You wait for passenger train. I can't travel in this condition. It's too cold. And so we left that train. We came inside the station. He said, listen, here, his ruble. Buy five soups, you have five pieces of bread. And I go out and find place so we can stay, we can rest one night. Okay, so he left. I bought this soups, the bread, ate how much I could, and I was waiting. It was Noyan. 12 o'clock, then it was midnight, Noyan. I sat, because a lot of soldiers were, I sat near the room, the wall, and I slept the night, all the night. In the morning, Noyan. Well, I have to go now alone, try to reach. We were going to, where is the Russian government?
Kuibyshev.
Yes, Kuibyshev. So then I noticed that there is a goods train staying. Locomotive is in front of the goods train. But there were not those wagons, but those open wagons for coal. You see where this is? I said, it's very cold. But it doesn't matter, I have to go. So I ran to that train, went inside, waiting. Then I hear locomotives then both of us. I look outside, so passenger train is coming. When the trains came to the station, I noticed it is Red Cross train. And that train stopped between station and the train that I was in. So I said, well, I try to enter that train. Yes. So I went off from that train and come to that passenger train, open the door inside, and I look on the other side, all windows and doors, those soldiers inside are keeping, you see, because on the other side, soldiers want to go inside, you see. And they don't let them go. Well, train stopped a few minutes and then moved. Of course, all seats are occupied. And the carriage was from two parts. One part, when you have these separate
compartments,
and other is open, there is only that's a small wall. I stopped near the window, looked through the window. And there are an officer sitting between these soldiers. And after a while, he asked the soldier in front of him to get out and give me the room. So I sat in front of him. He started to talk to me, who are you, and so on. And I said, what were you doing? I said, well, I was studying history. He said, oh, so we are friends, I am a school teacher. Ah, so we started to talk. I was talking, telling him about Poland and so on, because he was very interested in that. And then it was very short, slow journey, you see, because, say, trains were always staying few minutes drive, and then stop again, and so on, so on. It was about 2-3 hours later, two military gendarmes came inside. I said, oh, no good. And then they were asking soldiers about the number of the transport. Not everyone was telling. Then, of course, I had to knew too, because when they were answering to everyone, you heard the number. But when they came to our department, Lieutenant said, oh, you don't need to check. There are all, I am in charge here, there are all my people. Okay, so they went. After a while, they come back. I thought, well, you're lucky. Yeah, they come again. And again, they started to ask them. And the lieutenant again said, listen, all my people, I know them all. I am responsible for them, and leave them alone. So they left. No. Okay. They came twice. That is the end. They came the third time. Papers. And asked each soldier for the papers. I haven't got anything. So when they were checking the first compartment, I left and I moved to the front of the train, to that where the normal compartments are. I opened the door to the corridor, and near the window there was a soldier was staying. And at that moment, I'm going? Perhaps there are other gendarmes in other wagon. They will catch me. So I stopped to the next window and I started to pray. And those gendarmes entered the door and asked his soldier for papers. He gave the papers and they started arguing. And I said, sorry, excuse me. Pass is between them. Went inside. Well, the lieutenant noticed that I am coming. Get up, sit down. I sat in his place. And they took that soldier, you see, this. Okay, train was still moving. I said to that lieutenant, when that train stops next time, I have to leave the train. No, I noticed that there is a few houses, I noticed, not far from the train. And train stopped. I said to the lieutenant, listen, I had no breakfast today. I better leave the train and I buy some milk and bread. And he said, yes, you are all right, you better leave, because it looks rather started to be dangerous here. So I left the train, and train moved. I went to that village. There were only a few houses. I bought milk, bread. And then I asked them, where is the next big station? And they said, oh, it is about 14 kilometers from here. 14 kilometers, what is 14 kilometers for me? So I said, I will walk to them. So I walked on the railway line. And then after a few kilometers, I noticed that there is another train coming from other side, from the side line, and it was stationary. When I came there were all soldiers were staying in the wagons, and where are you going? I said, I go to this place. Oh, come to us. Why do I have to walk? Come with us. We are going there. I said, no. Don't worry, there are no officers here. Don't be afraid.
These are soldiers?
Yes, soldiers. So I joined them in the wagon. Then we moved. When we came to the that station, there were a lot of soldiers and civilians in that that station. So how I find no Poles here? But in a moment I said, Józek, a nuka, chodź tutaj. Oh, there's Paul. So I look, where is that Paul voice? So I noticed the young man. I came to him, he said, are you going to the Polish man? He said, yes. Oh, do you want? Are you going? I said, yes, I want to go, but I have no, I don't know how I can go. I said, oh, go, come with us. It's 80 of us. There are some already we left during the journey. You see, because train, when they left the wagons, train moved and left them. So don't worry, we have room. So I went with them. And I asked, who is in charge here? Ah, there is a sergeant. He went to collect some food for us. So I said, all right. You see, but I said, you see, I am afraid. I have a uniform. Oh, don't worry. Take it off. I took it off, and they gave me the civil coat, you see, and cap, threw away that Russian uniform. So I joined them. And we are traveling about a week. We came to Kuibyshev, but we didn't stay in Kuibyshev. We passed Kuibyshev, and a few stations later, the train stopped and left us there. There was only one lieutenant on this station who was sorting those people who were coming, who is going to the army, who is going south to the civilian camps. So he asked me, he asked who can help me, because he had to do some lists and so on. I said, oh, I can help you. Okay, so when we finish, he divided us on two groups, and he said, all right, you are going south, and you are back to Kuibyshev, and Mr. Klyushevich, you are in charge. I said, I can't be in charge, because there are sergeants here. Ah, doesn't matter. I say, it doesn't matter. In the army, it does matter. I'm a soldier only.
But you're in civilian clothes.
Pardon?
You're in civilian.
I was in civilian then. He said, it doesn't matter. I am telling who is in charge. Doesn't matter. And those sergeants said, no, we don't mind. You can be in charge. Oh, we will be pleased that you will be in charge, not me. Okay. So we returned to Kuibyshev, and then we were given documents and told that we are going to Tatyshchevo, where was 5th Polish Division. We joined Tatyshchevo, and it was second half of December. On 22nd of December, we had a medical check, and then we were told what regiment we are going to join. Again, I was helping, because when we came to that office, the captain who was in charge said, oh, I need some help. Who can write and knew a bit of maths? I said, I can. Okay, come here. So when I came here, he said, talking, he said, who are you? And I said, oh, I was a student as well. Oh, you are a historian. I am professor of history from University of Vilna. So we are colleagues. So we were working there all day. And in the end said, well, there is now, you are the last one. Where you want, what you want to, where you want to go? I said, to Air Force. I said, Air Force? You will spend 2 years in officers' school, and the war ends. I said, okay, in that case, Navy. Well, he said the same. Well, there will be tanks. Okay, you can go to tanks. It will be shorter. So I joined. I was...
no, this is the to Polish the, army.
The Polish army, yes. So
at Kuibyszew?
No, it was outside. It was Tatiszewo. Tatiszewo. The place was called Tatiszewo. And at the beginning of January, our armored regiment was moved to the south. We left that division as independent unit. We went to the south.
Which month is this?
Pardon?
Which month is it?
It is beginning of January 1942. In the south, we stayed in one of the villages. And soldiers were sent to work to the farms, helping farmers. Not all of us, but some of them. And we had a lot of food, everything, meat, other things, bread. You are surprised, because there was a shortage of everything in that time in Russia. A nice commanding officer was major. No, he was captain, but he was major. And then, after a few weeks, I was sent to the cadet school.
Whereabouts?
It was in another place, not far from them. On the 31st of March, we left Russia. We went by train to Krasnovodsk, the port. Then we loaded a big boat. And on the 1st of April, we came to Persia. What is that place?
Pakhlevi.
Pakhlevi. Yes, we landed then in Pakhlevi. There were British army was waiting for us. We had tents, we had a lot of food. Oh, good. We had lots of different things. Eat as much as you like. New uniforms, everything. We were staying in Pakhlevi a few days, then we moved to
Tehran.
To Tehran. We are staying